Experienced firefighters can earn up to $60,000 in a few months, which may seem like a lot of money. But considering their working conditions and hazards, many of them would say they earn every bit of their pay. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes talked with some of the firefighters mopping up the McHugh Fire south of Anchorage.
Everyone working a fire, from incident commanders to accountants, sleeps in tents. Firefighters sometimes camp just a short hike from the fire. And at most camps, everyone eats military-style field rations known as MREs, or meals ready to eat, three times a day. Firefighters go to the fire carrying all the food, water, and safety gear, including an emergency shelter, needed for that shift, which typically will be 12 hours long but can run to 20 hours. To qualify for the job, they have to show they can carry a 45-pound pack for 3 miles in less than 45 minutes. Firefighter James Ludecker of Fairbanks is a member of the Tanana Chiefs Conference fire crew. He says months before the fire season, he and other crew members start working out a minimum of 3 hours a day.
Sometimes we like to go for a hike for at least 45 minutes, just, you know, like a 45-degree angle. Or we like to go for like an 8-mile run, depending on, because we like to switch up what we're doing. We're not just going to concentrate like on biceps and, you know, chest. We're going to work the back. We're going to work the legs. The main thing I like to get the guys to do is work the lungs.
Ludecker says jogging up 45-degree slopes paid off at the McHugh Fire.
Thank God we did do the hills, because the fire we're on right now, it's just a good 45-minute hike straight up.
On scene, crews work to create a fire line, a strip of land maybe 30 feet wide with no fuel for a fire. They remove standing and fallen trees, brush, grass, even tree roots. They remove or bury embers and mix the soil until it's cool to the touch.
It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Cale Casey, who fought fires for several years himself, this season is a public information officer for the Alaska Interagency Management Team. He says he got his start in firefighting as a medic, where he saw many injuries related to overuse, as well as everything from blisters to bronchitis and pneumonia. Casey says the job is demanding, but firefighters are passionate about saving lives and property and become part of a strong fellowship.
You're away from home, you're away from your loved ones and family, you're missing the weddings, you're missing the birthdays, you're missing the music festival or all the cool stuff everybody else is doing, the boat trips and the canoe and kayak and fishing. You're out sucking smoke with the people who are also in love with their job. So it becomes a very tight family.
Safety is a top priority. Firefighters practice what they'll do if a fire overtakes them. They go over recent accidents and review the conditions that led to decades-old fatalities. Casey says many firefighters also contribute to the Wildland Firefighters Foundation, which supports firefighters and their families in the event of serious injury or death. Statistically, most fatalities occur between 2 and 5 p.m., when fuels are at their driest and fires are apt to pick up and roar. So Casey says firefighters take 5 at 2, a 5-minute break at 2 o'clock every day to think about safety.
Things get extreme at that time. That's also the time that we try to get our heads straight and say, do we have an escape route? Do we have a safety zone? Do we have lookouts? Are we in communications? Are we engaged for the right reasons? What's the end state? What are we trying to achieve? And we're learning how to disengage as a culture, how to say, maybe this is a time to step back and let this fire burn a bit. This is when people die.
Delbert Frank of Minto and a member of the White Mountain fire crew says sheer determination is needed to stay in the game.
It's a mental thing. If you see yourself at a wall where it's going to stop you from doing your work, you got to break through it.
The Chena fire crew is also working the McHugh fire, which has been contained. Protective equipment placed in nearby housing subdivisions has been removed. A 35-mile-per-hour speed limit remains in effect between miles 110 and 112 of the Seward Highway, where there's still a risk of falling debris, and pullouts outside that stretch of the road have been reopened. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.